MANITOUWADGE. There's going to be lots of fun and activities next weekend, when the annual Frosty Days Festival hits the snowy streets and slopes of Manitouwadge. Families and individuals are already gearing up for the festivities. The annual snow sculpture contest has folks and their families out in the wintry sunshine, building their icy creations. Entries must be registered by February 16 to qualify for prizes. First, $200, second $150, third $100. The winners will be announced at the opening ceremonies, which take place up on the Kiwisa Ski Hill at 6:30 p.m. Also to be announced at that ceremony is the prestigious Manitouwadge Citizen of the Year Award. Following the ceremonies and presentations, everyone is welcome to participate in a sliding party and night skiing event, which include a bonfire and a hot dog roast. Hey, all you skiers and snowboarders, Saturday is beach day at Kiwisa Ski Hill. Dress up in your beachiest outfits and snap a picture atop the hill or by the chalet and post it to the Kiwisa Facebook page by 6 p.m. on Saturday for a chance to win one of two gift baskets, a value of $200 per basket. There is a draw for youth and adults, and winners will be announced at 7:30 p.m. at the rec center. Join your friends for an hour of cozy indoor skating from 1 to 2 p.m. Cost is $2 for 14 and under and $4 for 15 plus. Also happening on Saturday and throughout the weekend, the Manitouwadge Public Library and the Manitouwadge Learning Center are co-sponsoring a number of fun-filled events for the whole family. Take a walk along the Ski Hill Pond and enjoy a winter story, or participate in the photo scavenger hunt. Be sure to submit your entries by noon on Tuesday to be entered into the draw. Join Tara and Beth at the Ski Hill at 1 p.m. for a bonfire story time where they'll be sharing a children's story and presenting a mystery for you to solve. At 2 p.m., help Cameron to solve another mystery. What happens when you try to blow bubbles in the frosty cold winter air? The fun continues on Sunday. Join your friends at the rec center from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a game of shinny, and then stick around for more skating. The cost for shinny is $2 per person, and skating is again, $2 and $4. Helmets, shin pads and gloves are required for shinny. And of course, Frosty Days would not be complete without the cardboard box races. This year's theme is the Winter Olympics, and is sponsored by the MNHS Athletic Association. Strict rules govern the construction of the sleds, which must be made with only cardboard, string, garbage bags and duct tape, and a little paint for pizzazz. But the creative folks of Manitouwadge certainly go to town when designing their sleds. In past years there have been cardboard renditions of everything from canoes and snowmobiles to army tanks and KFC buckets. Of course, some of these designs are more aerodynamic than others, but everyone has a blast sliding, tumbling or just watching the antics of the creative sleds as they race down the ski hill. Registration takes place at 12:30, and the races begin at 1 o'clock. There is a $10 entry fee for each sled. Finally, Monday is Family Day in Ontario, and you can wind up the weekend by spending the day out at Kiwisa Ski Hill. Free day passes, to a limit of $500 total, are being generously provided by Jim Moffitt, winner of the CFNO Song That Pays contest. There's also a free family day skate from 1 to 3 p.m. at the rec center. So, whether you're a player, a participant or simply want to watch from the warmth of the bonfire, there's something for you to do during Frosty Days 2022, happening in Manitouwadge from Friday, February 18 to the 21. Have fun, everyone.